This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 64 for Tuesday, September 17th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market continued to expand its gains on Tuesday with help from most comparable oils. Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed were both on the rise, while crude oil was also higher as traders await the U.S. Federal Reserve's key interest rate decision on Wednesday. However, Malaysian palm oil was lower after India implemented a new 20% import tax on edible oils. The Canadian dollar was steady compared to Monday's close. The November canola contract was up $9.70 per ton at $574.40. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat showed little price movement. The U.S. reported on Monday that the U.S. corn crop was 85% planted as of September 16th, 1 point above the five-year average. The crop was also reported at 45% mature and 9% harvested, both above their averages. Crop ratings improved by 1 point from the past week at 65% good to excellent. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his average U.S. corn yield estimate unchanged at 182.5 bushels per acre at 15.09 billion bushels of production. CONAB raised its 2024-25 Brazilian corn production estimate at 119.8 million tons, up 3.6% from the year before, with the Safrinha corn crop up 4.1% at 94.02 million tons. The French Ag Ministry raised its call for the country's corn crop at 14.39 million tons, up 11% from last year. The December corn contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.13. 44% of the U.S. soybean crop is dropping leaves, 7 points faster than normal, with double the average harvest pace at 6%. Conditions were down 1 point at 64% good to excellent. Cordonnier cut its average yield forecast for the U.S. crop by 0.5 bushels per acre at 52.5, with production at 4.52 billion bushels. He left his Brazilian soybean production estimate unchanged at 165 million. Tons. Meanwhile, CONAB projected its upcoming soybean crop for Brazil at 166.28 million tons, up 12.8% from the previous year. The November soybean contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.06. 14% of the U.S. winter wheat crop has been planted, while 92% of the U.S. spring wheat crop was harvested, up 1 and 2 points from their averages respectively. France's Ag Ministry cut its soft wheat production forecast by 540,000 tons at 25.78 million, its smallest crop since 1986. Sovacon raised its forecast for Russian wheat by 400,000 tons at 82.9 million. Japan is tendering for 123,000 tons of U.S., Canadian, and Australian wheat, with 66,000 coming from the U.S. The December Chicago wheat contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.76. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.80. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was unchanged at $6.20 U.S. per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, September 17th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.